It's the Rush Hour with MG and Liam Flanagan on Triple M now. MG, tomorrow night, it is on. Gallen v. Brown. Paul Gallen v. Lucas Big Daddy Brown. Wollongong Entertainment Centre. This is a cannot-miss moment in Australian boxing.
Yeah, get it. Main event, honestly. I've got about 20 mates coming over to with a couple of beers and a feed, and I urge everyone to do as much because this is kind of heating up dramatically. In the last 2 weeks, this fight has heated up. There's a genuine dislike from both fighters, and it's going to go down tomorrow night at Wollongong.
Absolutely. Look, the weigh-in happened today. Yesterday was the final press conference for this fight. But such is the pull and sway and influence of the Rush Hour, we've organised a last-minute press conference between the two fighters. They both join us on the line now. Paul Gallen, g'day, gal.
Hey, mate. We're both on, are we? We're both here.
Yeah. And Lucas, yeah. Big Daddy Brown. G'day, Lucas.
How you going, mate? How's things?
All right, well, I'll admit, MG, I'm a bit nervous. Even though they're both on the phone, I'm still a bit anxious about this.
Well, there's been, yesterday at the press conferences, there was some descriptive adjectives used. One was soft, one was this is getting real. Let's go to you first, brother. How are you feeling before tomorrow night's big one?
No, I'm going good, mate. I've had a hard preparation, you know, 10, 11 weeks of hard training and doing everything right and, you know, having good sparring sessions and preparing myself as best I can be. Thankfully, I haven't had a major injury for this one. I've had a few little niggles, but, yeah, I'm well prepared and I'm ready to go on Wednesday. Or tomorrow night.
Lucas, same question. How are you feeling 24 hours out from this fight?
Very good, mate. It's only six rounds against a footballer that basically got a good cardio and he's good at a pub fight. That's about it. So, mate, I'm wrapped.
Gal, 11 fights, 10 wins and a draw against Barry Hall. How much confidence did you take out of your victory over Mark Hunt?
Oh, look, yeah, I take confidence out of it, fighting a bloke who... been renowned for knocking blokes out around the world for 20 years. I do take confidence out of it, but this is a different fight. You know, I respect what Lucas has done in the sport. He's done more than Mark Hunt in boxing. And he's a taller opponent. He's a different opponent. So the game plan can't be the same and it won't be the same. But I'm very confident in my ability and the blokes I've sparred against and how well I've gone and, you know, what I'm able to do. Lucas calls me the footy player and says I've got good cardio. He's exactly right. I do have good cardio. I'm going to come at him with pressure he's never, ever had before.
But Gal, just quickly on that, you mentioned Lucas's size. How have you gone finding sparring partners to replicate the 6'5", 6'6" opponent you'll be facing tomorrow night?
Yeah, look, I suppose getting 6'5", 6'6" is a bit hard, but, I mean, Willis Meehan's not far off that height. I sparred him early on. Asini Fosso's probably 6'4"-ish, 120 kilos, so sparred him plenty of times. Bowie Tupou is a probably 6'2", 6'3". So probably missed out on that last inch or two, but certainly them guys I'm talking about.
Big men with and a lot bigger than me. So I've got through them okay, so I'm pretty confident I'll be all right.
Lucas, before this fight, have you and Gal met socially or while you're both playing in the Para Juniors or anything like that? Have you met before?
No. Yeah, not socially. I believe it was after my world title when I come back. I was at a fight night, met him there, took some photos, had great chats. Met at a international airport when he was playing and I was on the way somewhere. So, yeah, there was never any bad blood prior to that. But when it comes to it, we're fighting now. So, yeah, all the talk side of things is gone and it's just punching on now.
You've had 31 fights, Lucas, 29 wins, 25 by KO, 2 losses. Have you ever met a better opponent as a promoter than Paul Gallen?
Mate, he does that well. To be honest, he does that well. But
he does.
it's just pissed me off. It's just made me angry, and I'm like, yeah, I get to actually punch him. That's good. It's not one of those ones where you get pissed off and you can't do anything about it because there's too many cameras and stuff. Like, I actually get to stand in a ring with him and give it back to him.
There you go. Gal, he's giving you a compliment. You're good at, you got good cardio and you're a good promoter.
Fantastic.
The promotion, I haven't had to promote this one. I've only run off the back of what Lucas has said. So I haven't had to make anything up in this, you know. Lucas has put himself together and I'm just a footy player. So I haven't come out and said anything outrageous that he hasn't said himself. I've just backed it up and I suppose supported what he said. And,
Yeah, look, as you said, mate, all the talk is done now. We get to get in there and do it. And the thing about Lucas is Lucas thinks I'm just going to stand there and let him punch me. That's what all his opponents in Australia have done in the past. Yeah, they're scared of him before they get in the ring. And while I have fears and I respect his power, I'm not just going to stand there and let him punch me. I watch all these knockouts. People stand there, they're shitting themselves. They just stand there waiting for it. That's not going to be me. It's going to be a totally different person he's fighting on Wednesday night.
Gal, what's the biggest difference from a major rugby league game compared to a boxing match against a heavyweight an opponent? How do you prepare? Obviously, it would be different in a team sport compared to one on your own.
Mate, I have the same mentality. As long as I've done the work, I can go out there confident. And that's where I played footy for 20 years. I trained harder than anyone else, and I knew when I got on that field, I was prepared to do what I needed to do. And that's the same as boxing. I prepare well. I train hard. I spar the best sparring partners I can get. So on the night, I'm prepared. When you get in there and everyone gets out of the ring and it's only you two and a referee in there, the adrenaline's going and it's scary. But, all the work I've done previously just takes me through that and I get the job done.
Hey, Lucas, last fight of yours professionally was 9th of November 2019. What are you doing to overcome ring rust and the unfamiliarity of being in there?
That's where the sparring side of it comes in. It's the closest thing you're going to get to match fitness, so to speak. So before I came over to Sydney 2 weeks ago, I did 6 days straight over there in Perth. Dropping everyone, knocking everyone out, body shots, all that sort of stuff. I come over here to Sydney. I had 3 sparring sessions here just to make sure the game plan was going well. I broke one of the guy's headgears. You got the metal bar that goes across the nose. I actually broke the headgear. So, yeah, I'm well and truly on track. I'm happy. It's 6 rounds, not like 12. So it's going to be very fan-friendly, I believe.
And have you managed to find, ex-footballers, if you will, to replicate Gal's physique? I mean, he is a unique build for a heavyweight boxer as well.
Yes. I was going to say something smart, but I won't.
Please. Mate, hey, this is the final press conference, Big Daddy.
No, honestly, there is a shitload of Islander fellas, for example, who are all that sort of around that height, around the 6 foot, 120, some up to 140, tough as nails and keep coming forward. So you get 4 or 5 of them in one training session. They're doing 1 round each and coming in fresh. So that's the sort of training I've been doing as well. So I realise Gal's got the cardio, but all these guys are coming in fresh every single round, and I'm sitting there waiting for it. So, yeah, I'm well and truly prepared.
Gal, that's a third compliment. You're good cardio, you're a good promoter, and you're tough as nails. This is the softening 24 hours out.
Yeah, he's trying to put me in a false sense of security. The mind games in boxing is amazing, and I know I'm all up in his head, but he's not going to get in mine, I can tell you that.
Before we let you go, boys, obviously we really thank you for your time, and we can't wait to watch this fight tomorrow night. And as we said earlier, we urge all our listeners to get it.
Buy
this. Get main event. Get your mates over. Get to the pub. If the pub hasn't got it on, tell them to turn it on. We want this fight. You know, this is going to be one of the biggest fights in Australia because these two blokes, they're going to go hammer and tongs. We'll give Gal last word, brother, before you head out tomorrow.
Oh, look, I do appreciate this opportunity. This is a big fight for myself. People in Australian boxing and even Lucas calls me the footy player. Lucas, I believe, he's bitter and even a little bit jealous of the success I've had in sport and the money I've made in boxing. But, no one gave me a leg up anywhere in my life. I've done it all through hard work and dedication, all I had to do. So, once again, I've dedicated myself for the past 11 weeks. And I'm going to get this job done on Wednesday night and take him out and move on to see you next.
Lucas, final words before tomorrow night's fight?
But I'm happy. I'm excited. It's basically, all the bullshit's gone. So it's just now, it's just the punch-on part, and that's the bit I enjoy the most. So I'm ready to go.
Oh, I think the rest of Australia is going to enjoy the punch-on part as well.
Yes,
Paul Gal and Lucas, Big Daddy Brown, gentlemen, best of luck with the final 24 hours of preparation. We cannot wait to watch this one tomorrow night.
Thanks, boys.
See you later.